The Scott Mills Daily.
Another one?
Lick me, I'm delicious.
No way.
The one.
For the fat fingers.
It's still good.
Easy. Radio.
One, two, three.
Let's go.
Scott Mills.
Let me just say,
I look like an out-of-work magician. Drums, please.
3, 2.
Radio 1.
Go.
On today's Scott Mills Daily Podcast, the best Ask Me Anything that we have ever done. We didn't have a clue who was going to be put through to us, and it was mega.
It was incredible, mate. Like, when you consider who we've had on before, and they've been interesting people, but, you know, the level has been horse willy washer, that sort of thing.
It's definitely gone up a level.
This was mad today.
Also, more people that are highly educated, but actually in real life quite stupid. It's a common sense thing. There's more bangers and the best episode of Don't Tell the Bride to have ever happened. The wedding got called off. You'll hear more about it on this podcast.
One!
Major Lazer, Light It Up on BBC Radio 1. Aura and Camel Fat coming up, and also Dave. I enjoy it when people put different emphasis on different words. Like on News Beat just now. How would you say Top Gear? Yes?
Hello.
Hello? Hello?
Yep. Well, you know me, I do this quite a lot and it annoys you. Mm. The fact that I say some words weird. So things like Top Gear, I would probably go Top Gear.
Okay, here's the lady on News Beat.
They even appeared on Top Gear.
Yeah, Top Gear.
See what I mean?
But it's Top Gear.
But it is a bit annoying, that, isn't it?
They even appeared on Top Gear.
Yeah, I've done this quite a bit.
The one that really annoys me, say it.
Oh, the Strictly Come Dancing.
Yeah, it's Strictly Come Dancing, not Strictly Come Dancing.
Yeah, ITV.
Yeah, that's another annoying one.
This is an easy way to wind you up, this.
It's ITV.
Scott Mills.
I am absolutely shooketh.
This is... Hello?
Maybe I'll put you on the wrong...
Sorry, this, we should have maybe sorted this earlier. Listen, I know what you're talking about, shooketh.
I am.
Because of Dev... At the weekend.
Unbelievable.
Plot spoiler. People would have had time to turn off their needs be. But he's out of Strictly.
Well, I have to say the couple that's shown absolutely no mistakes, I have to say. Stronger, cleaner, on focus, Emma and Aliash.
What do you mean we've got to say goodbye to Dev and Diane? What are you talking about?
Crazy stuff, right?
He was great.
What does he mean by cleaner? Sorry, I didn't notice that before. He goes, the others were cleaner.
Cleaner moves.
I thought that was a harsh thing to say to him.
No, they always say that. It's like, it's not a personal hygiene thing.
Yeah, because Dev scrubs up for Strictly.
No, it's not that. It's like when the moves are like sharper, more on point.
It's great news for you because it means that you are still the second best dancer at Radio 1.
Yeah, it does. But I don't want to take anything away from Dev because he was actual good.
I do love watching Strictly. I've got to admit, the goodbye bit I really struggle with. When someone gets kicked out, they're then expected to dance along to whatever song. And you tell me, you don't prepare that, do you?
No, you just got to freestyle it. They don't want you to really prepare for your exit. So they don't tell you what to do, you just freestyle it.
But it's worth bearing in mind, isn't it? Or you do what happens at the weekend, which is sort of stand in the middle and cry.
That was a bit weird because they didn't dance. If you saw this, Dev and his dancer Diane just stood in the middle of the floor for what seemed like ages before all the other people pile in and go, oh, I'm really sorry.
Everyone rushes in to help. It's like, guys, it's a dancing competition, isn't it?
Yeah, but you get swept up in it.
That much.
Yeah. 100%. Like, look at Joe Sugg last year. He was like, I'm not bothered about this. And now all about it. He, like, loved it and found a girlfriend.
Yeah. I do think he should have stayed in, though. I don't know if we're actually allowed to say that. But it's... I thought he's done an amazing job so far. Both of them.
Yeah. And you do still have Mike Bushell there.
Yeah. Well, that's the kicker, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
I'm not going to lie. I'm absolutely gutted. But learning how to dance, like getting to hang out with Diane, like hanging out with the pros, the other celebs, has been incredible, honestly. I've loved it.
You are so popular with the whole team. They're just cheering for you up there.
See, he's in the bubble. Well, not anymore, but yeah. Dev, gutted for you, mate.
Gutted.
Honestly, I thought you were so good.
The Scott Mills Daily.
We were just saying earlier that some people do say things in different ways to others. Like the lady on Newsbeat earlier, who said Top Gear.
They even appeared on Top Gear.
It is also weird, I understand what you're saying, Carla, Have you ever heard Alexa say Radio 1?
No.
Radio 1.
It's just putting emphasis in the wrong place, isn't it?
What about Rachel says, instead of ibuprofen, like normal people, a lot of people say ibuprofen.
No one says it like that,
do they?
They
do.
Ibuprofen.
Yeah. And people that say BBC. Even some of my jingles do it.
BBC Radio 1.
Okay, I have got a brand new tune of the week. We love this. We played this a few times. She's toured with Troye Sivan. She's from Germany, currently based in Los Angeles, born and raised in Cologne. After undergoing gender transition at a young age, she got some media coverage of that. What am I doing?
What was that?
All the wrong buttons today. Yeah, so she underwent gender transition at a young age. Her name is Kim Petras, and this is just, to me, it's perfect pop. Debut album is already out, called Clarity. If you've not heard this yet, give it a listen. Tell me what you think of Icy, Kim Petras, tune of the week.
Never loved nobody harder. Never ever felt stronger. Thought that we would last forever.
You're going to hear that every day this week, and it's going to grow and grow on you. Kate loves it already. Hi, Lewis in London, who says Love Island. Love Island. It's Love Island, not Love Island. Kim Petras, Icy, tune of the week.
Scott Mills.
That is Regard and Ride It on BBC Radio 1. I'm Scott Mills. Coming up, new Harry Styles, which could go straight in at number one on Friday. It's called Lights Up.
How are you feeling about it?
I like it.
You're in.
I'm in.
Okay, cool.
Are you in?
Yeah, I think, I don't know, because I find that there's so much like hype around him, obviously. They almost, in a weird kind of way, doesn't seem to matter necessarily what he releases for it to get loads and loads of attention. So I'm not sure. Maybe I'm just holding back a bit.
If you've not heard it, Lights Up by Harry is next. And also we got Dominic Fike. Last week we were talking about people who have superior intelligence, but in the common sense area, they lack, because you can't have both.
Yeah, equally, I think everyone listening to this has a certain mix of both. And in most cases, they sort of, I don't know, kind of average out. But with super, super clever people, they're the ones that have, like, no common sense whatsoever. And vice versa.
We've had a huge response to this. It's a bit like some people would say, not myself, but some people would say that if someone is smoking hot, then they're not going to have an amazing personality as well.
Right.
Like, they could be, like, pretty hot and have a great personality, but, like, someone that's ridiculously good-looking might lack in the personality department.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, because well, why should you have it all?
No, well, that's it.
Okay. So, slightly stupid, clever people. Josh, are we talking about your girlfriend here?
Yeah, she is. I mean, she's going to hold it against me for the rest of my life, me saying that she's the clever one out of the two of us, but she definitely is.
Apart from
the time that she put a tin of tuna, including the tin, into a microwave.
Wow. No, that's really quite stupid.
Yeah.
So, she's got a degree in psychology, and she's been accepted to do a master's in principles of applied neuropsychology.
Okay, but she thinks it's fine to put metal in a microwave.
Yeah, and she believes to this day, because that tin of tuna didn't explode, she believes to this day that it is okay and it's just a myth.
Right.
it's not one of those myths.
Definitely not a myth.
No, but no one's been silly enough to let her try again, so she hasn't been able to try it yet.
Cheska, do you think that the clever but maybe a little bit stupid and common sense person is you?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
I've been told by lots of people. I definitely am. I've always been like quite clever academically, and I've always got like, you know, A's and things, and I'm at uni and I'm on track to get first and stuff. So a couple of months ago I was selling my car, and the day before I was handing it over, I thought it'd be really nice to just give it a clean. I didn't want to pay to go and get it done properly, so I just thought I'd clean it myself.
Okay.
And so I went and I got a sponge and some cherry liquid and some water, And I just sort of like went to town a bit, you know, like trying to get some of the stubborn marks out. My baby blue car had got like silver bits on it. And I thought, oh, well, maybe that's just from like where it needs to dry. It wasn't from where it needed to dry. I'd scratched the paintwork off and I'd not just done it on a little patch of the car. I'd gone all around it.
Well, what sponge were you using?
So there was like a stone in the sponge or something, right?
It was like a Brillo pad.
What?
yeah, I hadn't really, like, I didn't kind of put two and two together that that might not be a good idea.
Yeah.
Anyway, I had to then get my cousin to come because he works in cars, and he came, and I ended up spending way more money than I would have getting it freshly cleaned, paying him to get all the scratches out and polish it, and he just thought I was an absolute idiot.
Yeah.
And yeah, he will never let me lift that one down, and I was out of a lot of money that day.
Straight A's aren't going to save you from using a Brillo pad on the car, are they?
I mean, I've learnt my lesson. But yeah, that was a bit embarrassing. But you know, it got fixed, so it's all good. And I've still got the images, which will like haunt me forever. So
this is Scott Mills.
Another question for you. Point well made from Ella in Hampshire. Who actually heats up tuna anyway?
Very good point, yeah.
Why are you putting that in the microwave? Some delicious hot tuna there. Here is Sir Harry of Styles with Lights Up, Radio 1. Harry Styles and Lights Up on Radio 1. Okay, some people are saying you can put metal in a microwave, just not tinfoil. I mean, I wouldn't try it. But then the microwave engineers are on, saying it's fine to put metal in them as long as it's not got ridges or points. Don't try it.
Yeah, just don't bother trying that sort of thing. I think, really, though, quite disturbing, the whole tuna in the microwave thing. That's really bugged me, that.
Yeah.
No one does that, do they?
I
hot
just
tuna.
No, I don't want it. A tuna steak, yes. Not tuna from a can.
Someone's doing well.
What, a tuna steak?
Very nice.
They're hot.
Yeah.
But like tuna off of a can, no. No way. We've got someone here in the second year. Got 90% in a geomorphology exam. Don't know. Same day, had to phone their mum to ask how to cook rice. That's James there. my mum is a lecturer at a university in Leeds. Once we were in AFC, and she asked the lady if they did chicken. Wow. And went to a coffee shop, ordered a frappe, and I told her it was an iced coffee. And she tried it and went, oh, it's cold. Wow, there's loads of these. Jack in Winchester loves that Harry track. So does Kate in Cambridge. Okay, Ariana Grande coming up. And Marshmallow and Churches. This time last week on Ask Me Anything, where we speak to life's special people, we spoke to a professional mourner. I'm not even lying. This person can turn up and make up the numbers at your funeral. It's almost like an extra in a film. So
that's
they stand
right there
looking sad and pay respects to the departed, even though they never knew them.
You said that in olden times, in some of these countries, that having a big crowd for the funeral was obviously a sign of status.
Yeah.
Which gets me thinking then. For example, Scott, I imagine you'd want a big crowd there.
I would, yeah.
So with that in mind, I might have to pay for a few extras, do you think? And maybe Daryl here and some of the other guys there can help just fill
make
it
up
out
the numbers.
A bit. Yeah, do you know what I mean?
Are you suggesting that I won't have a lot of people there?
No, but I'm saying it's a bit like Twitter followers. You might have to buy a few just to make yourself look a bit more popular, you know?
So that was our professional mourner. In the past, we've had royal lookalikes. We had the Kate Middleton lookalike. We had somebody who gets paid to basically do eating competitions. We've had loads of people. Who are we going to get today? We don't know. We'll only find out when we get connected to them in 10 minutes on Ask Me Anything.
Although, I'm hearing amazing rumours about today's one. Apparently it's a biggie. That's all I've heard.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, so it's someone that makes the rest of us feel slightly inferior. Ask Me Anything coming in 10 minutes.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Okay, let's get stuck into today's Ask Me Anything. So, it could be anyone in the world, but it's someone that can wear a special badge of honour in life because they've done something incredible. Like the man with the world's largest collection of traffic cones.
Yes, there was the lady that invented Jenga, of course. She was a great one.
We've had professional competitive eaters on this show before. All people that, you know, have probably achieved more than we will ever...
Well, I know what you mean. There's overachievers and there's just characters, isn't there? There was the horse willy washer. I mean, just a unique job.
I really enjoy this because we really get to find out, you know, about walks of life that I didn't even know about.
Yeah.
Okay, so we don't know who we are about to be put through to. All I know is we're going to speak to somebody and then we can just ask away until we want, until we are done. Okay, let's put them through. Hello, caller. Who are you and what do you do?
Hello, hi. It's Joe Gomez, footballer, Liverpool in England.
No way. The Joe Gomez.
Hi, mate. How are you?
This is class, Scott.
Wow.
Like, right. So, Joe, I need to explain the situation here. Because what you'll see very quickly is that maybe Scott doesn't know the most about football.
No worries.
So, naturally, there's going to be a lot of questions on this one. Bear with us.
Yeah. Sorry if I ask something really kind of obvious, Joe, but I'm keen to know and to learn more, okay?
Yeah, no problem, mate.
This is a man, Scott, who has a Champions League medal, an England legend in the making.
Hopefully, that would be nice. But
Joe, if you could hold for just a second.
Yeah.
Help me.
Yeah, this is class. This is so it's a real Joe Gomez.
He can't hear us, by the way.
No. So, Liverpool player, England player.
I've heard of him, yeah.
Won Champions League, massive name. Do you want a minute to think of a couple of questions?
Do you mind if I do?
That's absolutely fine, yeah.
All right,
yeah.
Let's take a track. Joe, wait a second.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1, Ask Me Anything is on, and this is a big one.
Oh, this is the most famous name we've had on Ask Me Anything. This is class.
England and Liverpool player Joe Gomez. Right, we're going to go back to him now. I'm going to try my absolute best here, okay? Do you mind if you start, though?
Yeah, no problem at all.
Okay, I'll put you through now.
Joe, can you still hear us?
Yeah.
Please don't hold it against us that we put you on hold.
I will do.
I think there's so many questions that we could ask you, but Scott, one of the major things is obviously, you know, in football, winning the Champions League is a massive, massive deal.
Yeah.
And you have that medal, you must be able to use it for all sorts of stuff, right? You can always, Joe, be able to just whop that out on the table there.
Try and cash it in.
What have you used that medal for? Have you been in a situation where you've been able to blag something, or you're getting into a club, you just whip out the middle?
To be fair, I haven't put it to the test as of yet. Maybe one day when I retire and I'm struggling to get in somewhere, I can try and use it then.
Yeah. I like the idea that when you retire, you're still going to be clubbing, man.
Yeah. And you're like, you know who I used to be.
If I'm in there still, then I'm struggling a bit, I think.
So now that I know that you're on the line, I just texted my boyfriend's dad, who is the biggest Liverpool fan in the world.
Yeah.
And he literally can't believe that I'm talking to you. Like, he's going crazy.
Tell him I said hello.
He's a fan to the point where the Wi-Fi in their house is called Anfield Road.
Is it?
Seriously?
Wow. Yeah.
Do you know what? Do you feel that pressure, Joe? Do you ever feel like now you're maybe developing more and more as a player that everyone knows, do you feel a certain amount of accountability towards fans and people like Scott's boyfriend's dad? Do you sort of have them weirdly in your minds now? You know, people are picking you for fantasy football and stuff like that, or choosing you on FIFA.
Yeah, 100%. I think the bits like, yeah, the FIFA stuff and the fantasy football points you get on the weekend are probably a bit more lighthearted than people pay their hard earned money to come and support you on the road, and understanding the fact that there is an expectancy, but doing your best to carry it with positivity as you can.
Bang on.
Here's a question that I want to know. A lot of footballers get referenced by rappers, so like Dave and AJ have got a song about Thiago Silva. Who would you want to do a song about you?
Obviously Stormzy's massive at the minute. He's someone that,
yes,
I'm a big fan of what he does and his music, so I think that would be special to if you can get in a Stormzy lyric, then I think you're doing well.
Selena Gomez as well. It seems to be a natural fit. Obviously, name wise, we could make something work there.
Yeah.
Is it a problem that Stormzy is actually a Man United fan?
I know Youngin, to be fair, he's a Liverpool fan, so probably got a slightly more chance, if any, of getting mentioned by him.
I hear amazing stories about, and Crouchy was telling me, I do a podcast with Peter Crouch, right?
Yeah.
And he was telling me some good stories around famous people that turn up at the club, say, to watch a game, and then sometimes come into the dressing room after the game.
Yeah.
Has there been anyone that you've been particularly starstruck by or just thought it was an amazing moment?
Yeah, while we was on pre-season tour in the summer, Daniel Craig came in. So obviously that was special because everyone knows his films and
yeah, they do. Yeah,
I think he's a pretty big name. If he walks in the room, you know he's there. So
funny one when James Bond walks in.
Yeah,
you know?
It's a bit mad.
Scott, I know now you're feeling more comfortable about this situation, right? We've got Joe Gomez on the phone. Yeah. You know about him now. You know what he's about. You know what he stands for. Are there like three questions? They don't need to be linked to sport or anything. Just give him three questions.
Okay. Chris mentioned fantasy football. Have you got yourself in your own team?
That's a great question.
Honestly, I haven't. I think it'd be cheating in a way if I know the Liverpool team. Probably go with one of the other lads, Virgil or something, instead of me.
Yeah. You know all about Virgil van Dijk, don't you, Scott?
I actually do. Okay, another question?
Another question from wherever in your brain.
He's literally plucking them from deep. I can hear the thought in his ear.
You could see him thinking.
I'm getting there, Joe. I'm getting there. What does Virgil smell like? I'm thinking rich.
Rich?
Is it like an expensive mahogany cabinet?
Yeah, it's probably well off.
Like that kind of wood, like, you know, when you polish wood, that.
Yeah, I sort of know what you mean, yeah.
One of those Tom Ford scents or something, probably.
Oh, yeah definitely.
Nice.
I've got one more.
One more.
Oh. Do you watch Strictly Come Dancing?
No, unfortunately not. I hear good ratings about it, but no, I'm not a big Strictly follower.
What is a Saturday night like for you, Joe? If you're not watching Strictly, what's the kind of thing that you get up to? Because often it's after a game, right? Is it that you chill, or do you tend to go out and celebrate? Often you're celebrating, aren't you? You don't lose at the moment.
To be fair, yeah. So we'd get back probably 7, 8, had some food, and then a lot of the time I catch up on Match of the Day. I like the way it's short and concise, just watch the goals and stuff.
My dad does that.
That's interesting. So you'll watch... I would think you'd be almost a bit sick of it by that point. But no, you watch yourself back on Match of the Day.
But I like watching that as well because it's like all the best bits.
Yeah, not particularly for myself only, but just the fact that it's the best bits.
Yeah.
Condenses all the...
Are they not really known as best bits?
Most people, I think, in the footballing world would call it highlights.
Oh, yeah, highlights. That's what I mean.
Best bits is a funny phrase for Match of the Day.
Yeah, it's not always the best bits. Yeah, it depends on how the games went.
Here's the best bits of the football.
Joe, it's so good to have you on Ask Me Anything. Thank you so much
for letting us
like probe you with some of these slightly different questions that you probably get asked. But
and Joe, I do apologise about my questions, but I was literally like having to really search in my brain there.
No worries.
Also, Joe, we don't get enough footballers on this show, so you know, if you ever... out and about on a coach, get, you know, make sure they, you know what I mean, get the lads involved as well.
Tell your friends.
All right.
No worries, mate.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1, Foles and the Runner. That was good. That was sport. I should do that more often.
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah, thank you. Spread it. Tell your friends, Joe. Spread it.
Scott Mills.
Real talk. Did you know that Don't Tell the Bride is still on?
Yeah, I did. And do you know what? Every time I watch that show, I love it. But I just don't really watch it anymore.
Okay, so I've only just caught up with this. There's been some major drama on the show. And I want to share it with you. If you don't know about this, it's going to blow your mind. I used to love this show. It used to be my favourite show.
Yeah, I stand by it. The Las Vegas special of Don't Tell the Bride is one of the greatest episodes of TV of anything ever. And I include Planet Earth in that.
He was in so much trouble.
He played it so badly, it was amazing.
When he went to Vegas. Oh, anyway. Something possibly even better than that has happened.
Wow.
I'll tell you soon.
This is BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Chris?
Chris.
Hello? Hey, Chris.
Hello.
How are you? Hello.
Hi. I'm good. How are you doing, all right?
Yeah, we're all good. What's going on with you?
I'm just on the way to work at the moment.
What do you do?
I work for a luxury car brand.
Oh, get you.
Hello.
Are you just selling the cars? Are you driving the cars? Are you building the cars? What's going on?
Yeah, I'm actually making the cars. Yeah.
Okay, how high-end are we talking here?
I guess you could say it's the Rolls-Royce of luxury cars.
Oh, hello.
Oh, hey.
So you make those cars?
Yeah, pretty well, not whole car, just all the wooden parts inside.
Oh, would
that's
it?
So cool.
So here's what I'd ask you. Have you built your own car?
I actually haven't, no, unfortunately.
Have you got one of these?
No, that is a little bit of a dream, but not right now.
It must be annoying though, right? Because you're in one of those every day, putting all the wooden parts in, and then you're getting back into your Fiat 500. Gutted.
Tricky, isn't it? You drive to work, but you have to park your car around the corner because you can't let anyone see the Punto.
Yeah, no.
Right. Whereabouts are you based?
In Chichester.
Okay, cool. Chaya.
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 Chaya, that's it. Yeah. Chai.
Okay, here's what I've got for you today on Bangers, Chris. Well, come on, it's Monday. Everyone needs cheering up a bit.
I don't know.
No? Alexis Jordan, Happiness.
I'm not sure if that's a bit of me.
This wasn't a Eurovision song, was it?
No.
Even though, weirdly, it sounds like it could have been. Good song, though. It's so you, this song. It's ridiculous.
I don't know.
All right.
Big Scott song now. All right. Well, look, hopefully I can tempt you with this. This is my banger choice. I just thought something to give everyone a boost on a Monday.
That's way better.
Here we go. This is the Temper Trap, Sweet Disposition.
I've not heard this
for ages. Oh, I think we can safely discount mine.
Sorry, Scott, I've got to go, Chris there.
Listen up for the one and only official Strictly Come Dancing podcast on BBC Sounds.
Will the judges please reveal their score?
It's Joe Sugg.
With me, Kim Winston here.
Get all of our thoughts on every episode.
So wonderful to watch you.
It's just second to none.
And some exclusive chats with the celebs and the professional dancers.
Dazzling.
Unforgettable.
And all the backstage gossip.
I've got a case of Strictly fever and it's contagious.
Keep dancing.
Strictly, the official podcast.
Make sure you subscribe
on BBC Sounds.
Liam says, gutted, I knew he wouldn't pick Alexis Jordan. What an underrated banger. Mistake.
It's true that is an underrated banger. However, Temper Trap, amazing song. Also, it just reminds people of so many happy memories, doesn't it?
Yeah. Well, apart from Jack in Stoke-on-Trent.
I've just seen that one, yes.
Reminds him of a three-minute-long Centre Parks advert.
Which I sort of understand where he's going at with that.
Also, we've got Joanne, who says, yes, the right choice was made today. I needed that. Currently trying to get through a bout of tonsillitis, and your show is getting me through. She says nurses are not the best patients. I can imagine, because Joanne's a nurse. If you're ill and you're a nurse, you must be a terrible patient.
Yeah, right.
So look after me. You're not doing it well enough.
Take a seat.
Scott Mills.
Oh, look, here we go. Here's someone that stepped up on Where Do You Think They Were. This is Kian. He says, this is not a subject that my mum would be comfortable necessarily with discussing, so therefore, great radio. After believing for 18 years that my parents didn't have a love life, I did actually make the horrifying mistake, and it was a mistake, of walking in on them one day, shall I say, which was a little bit scarring, but he's over it now. Kian says, I can only imagine the story of my conception is even more horrifying, but I'm willing to hear it because I'm such a fan of the show. Those are the people we need for Where Do You Think They Were on Thursdays.
We get a lot of messages from people saying, hang on a minute, why don't you boys just step up and do it? And I've said no up to now just because I don't really want to involve my parents. I know you feel the same. I feel like we do our bit on the show. And we ask you guys. However, I did think about the in-laws because they describe it in quite a horrific term as Tarzan and Jane time.
Oh.
And since then, it's got me thinking that perhaps maybe I'd be more comfortable speaking to them about it.
I mean, if you could persuade a Martin and Karen special would be...
I'd love to introduce them to the people.
Oh, because Karen would be gold. Actually, so would Martin.
Tarzan and Jane time.
William says, either my mum or dad will be great at this. However, mum is pretty great at telling story with detail. Dad would just be blunt, and I would love a sticker. Yeah, you get a sticker as well. You can put it on your phone, on your toilet seat, on your face, wherever.
Toilet seat?
I don't know why toilet seat.
Yeah, but just anywhere.
It's like a special sticker. It says, where... Sorry, it says, I was conceived... I found out where I was conceived on the Scott Mills Show, and there's a couple of sperm with our faces on.
Yeah.
Who wouldn't want that? And you'll get added to the show's Wikipedia page. Email scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Some people have taken the plunge, like William and Kian. Do it for the show. You could be next.
Scott Mills.
Lewis Capaldi. Look at him, he's having a nightmare.
Yeah, the problem is here, I forget that in-law, Karen, listens sometimes.
And she's listening now?
She's listening now, yeah.
You have just offered out your in-laws there to be on Where Do You Think They Were
yeah.
to find out.
It's only because they're such a great laugh.
Yeah, they are a laugh.
They would take part.
Remember, they're still listening.
Here's the thing. You know when you see on WhatsApp where it just goes, I saw a name pop up and she wrote something and then it just goes, typing.
I hate typing.
I hate typing.
What are you going to type? What am I going to see?
And then it goes online, which means that they've decided to cancel what they were writing before. Which
I hate
that feeling of waiting for someone to finish a message.
You had like fingers typing. In mouth then.
I hate it. That was a stressful song. Typing.
And now we wait. Still typing?
It's typing still. And then it goes back to online. Can someone tell me if it says typing on the top, is she typing to anyone or just me? It's tense this.
The Scott Mills Daily.
All right, here we go. Dan from Somerset says, if the typing sign comes up on the WhatsApp, it's just to you. Also, it can be something that someone has written to you but forgot to hit send. So as soon as they've clicked the space bar, it says type in.
Oh.
So they might have just forgotten and put like one letter on there and then you're forever in limbo until they hit send.
That's interesting because at times I've thought that I'm getting an absolute telling off. I'm just seeing typing. I'm there a minute later going, oh, this is going to be awful.
Yeah, it's going to be like an
essay. This can be like a three-pager sort of thing. Typing.
Yeah, but
typing.
What's happened is...
And then it just comes back with, okay, fine.
Yeah, yeah. Or, yeah, they've just forgotten to hit send on
something.
Do
what you want. Yeah. That sort of thing. But you do what's best.
Yeah, but you you do you. But sometimes it's stressful because you're like, what are they writing for so long?
Okay, but if you see typing, it's the person talking in your conversation. That clears that up. A lot of people were wondering.
Defo. Sam and Matt say, can you do the Don't Tell the Bride story, please? Get on with it. Make a move, please. We've been waiting. Okay. OMG. So, this is a show I've not watched for ages. But you know when you're flicking through and you're like, oh, I didn't know that was still on. And it is. Don't Tell the Bride. Another one of my faves, just from flicking through, Australian Gogglebox.
Really. Okay, I've not given that a go.
So good. Anyway, so there's me watching Don't Tell the Bride in first time in like 5 years. I was not expecting this. This is like I think it was like a week old, but I only saw it at the weekend. They stopped a wedding for the first time in the show's history, like cancelled it.
Who cancelled it? The couple that were involved?
No,
it didn't happen.
The production team. So you've got a guy called Yanis and a lady called Charisse from Birmingham, and he has got to plan a wedding in Paris next to the Eiffel Tower. But obviously, the whole idea of the show is that the groom is in charge of the big day and you're not allowed any help at all from the bride or any of the bridal party. Those are the rules.
You go away from each other for a few days. You're not even allowed to speak until the actual wedding.
Not even allowed your phone or anything.
Yeah.
So you're, like, that's the rules, okay? Everyone knows that. Listen to this.
In a Don't Tell the Bride First, one of the show's senior producers is about to pay them a visit.
Okay, guys, I'm going to stop you there. Yeah. We normally would do a bridesmaid reveal now, but we've had a little bit of a problem. It's come to our attention that the secret appears to be out and the bridal party know about some of the plans of the wedding.
Shook.
Okay, so the producers find out...
Scary producer voice as well.
They find out that the bride and groom have been in contact all along.
Wow.
And she's keeping tabs on the whole thing. This is the only couple ever to have the wedding stopped.
So they were in on it together.
Yeah, but listen to this.
Not to be.
Listen to this awful bit where they're just, like, denying it all.
Do you think there's anything else that you guys know about this wedding that you shouldn't know?
I don't know. I don't really get what you're indicating at, because I genuinely don't know anything.
We're asking you to
just
come clean.
Just be honest, man. It's about being honest now.
Yeah, we do know.
Oh! So she had secretly gone through his emails to try and find out all the wedding plans, and she knew his whereabouts 24/7.
Wow.
Cancelled.
So the whole thing was off?
Off.
Well, this is great, because I've always wondered this with that show, like, how much do they genuinely not talk to each other? What I like about this is it will put off any other contestants, because I always imagined that they were sort of, they'd both been smuggling burner phones on their... Not that you'd have to smuggle them, actually, thinking about it. It's not that sort of thing.
No, but it just shows you that the rules...
But have a burner phone.
Yeah, the rules are true, right? And you'd be thinking, oh, they're never going to... Like, they won't know. They know.
It's a harsh lesson, but had to be done.
And here's the bit where it's all over.
What happens now?
That's for the camera crew to tell you.
I need to know. We can have an open conversation about this, but I need to know it's no wedding or not, because I don't know what mood to be in right now.
I know this is difficult, but the rules have been broken and we are going to have to cancel this wedding.
So what? So that's it? It's not happening?
What?
Off!
Whoa!
You broke the rules. That's it. Off.
I love it.
Cancelled. 13 grand down the drain.
I mean, it's good. I'm struggling in my head to work out if it's as good as the Vegas one.
Oh, can we play that next?
Yeah, let's get some clips of that.
Oh, literally the best.
Scott Mills.
Jax Jones, Ella Henderson, this is real. Oh, okay, here we go. Here's Reese. Hi, Reese.
Hey, mate, you all right?
Yeah, you've been on this show, right?
Yeah, last year, yeah.
Which one were you?
The army one. I got the missus a tank and a helicopter.
Yes, I do remember this. Yes, I remember watching this. I think I might have even tweeted about this at the time because it was incredible. You're the one who had all the bridesmaids and the bride in a tank.
Yeah.
And am I right in thinking you spent a significant amount of the budget that Don't Tell the Bride gave you on the tank?
Yeah, just under half.
Oh, my word.
It wasn't just any tank, though. It was like two tanks welded together, so it was massive. So technically, I got two tanks.
You know how you see it on TV? Is it kind of how you saw it? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, it is, to be fair. I was expecting it to be a massive con when I went on it.
No, well, but as we've just found out, if you break the rules, you're off.
Oh, they emphasise them rules to you, believe me.
Right.
You're paranoid the whole way through it.
Yeah.
You don't dare go to your local drinking or anything.
Have you been able to watch this since you employed the tanks?
I've only watched my episode like once or twice, but I haven't been able to watch the series since.
And you're still together?
Yeah,
great. Oh. No, because you do read a lot about this show. You know, it's like, well, fun wedding and all, but it...
Yeah, no, but I've heard the ones we just spoke about are not together now.
Oh, right.
Oh,
tricky.
Awful.
It's like the Vegas one. The Vegas one, they're not together, I don't believe anymore.
No, they're certainly not.
Vegas one was the classic, though. Are we all ready for it?
Yeah, I'm ready for it.
Yeah, this is my favourite. So, basically, this was a guy, he decided the wedding was going to be Vegas-themed. Now, bear in mind, his bride-to-be wanted a nice local one in, like, a beautiful church or
they
a beautiful estate house. They went and looked around that. He's gone to Vegas. She wants this lovely local wedding. He can't even fly out members of her family. He's really screwed this up. But then he has to make the call of a lifetime and explain this to her.
No, Katie, don't be silly.
I'm not. Come in.
Please, I love you. Please.
No, you obviously don't, because you wouldn't do this, would you?
Please, everything's planned. It's going to be amazing.
I don't care. You'll have to unplan it, won't you?
The Scott Mills Daily.
Got a bit of jealousy today, actually.
this is what's going on with Grimmy, yeah?
Jealousy running through my veins.
Mate, like, we're such big fans of these people as well.
Yeah, and, I mean, this is going to be great. So, actual, Kerry and Kirsten Mucklow are on Grimmy's show today. Hiya.
Yeah. Hiya. Well, I love this programme.
Daisy May, Charlie Cooper.
They're the best. They're so good.
They're the best. You don't even know, like, it doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
It's like Ross Kemp, don't know. Oh, no, what's his name?
That's his real name.
I mean, Grant Mitchell.
Yeah, for Barry from EastEnders.
For years, didn't know his real name, any of them.
Don't matter. But yeah, they're going to be on at 6 and we're going to do Overthinkers Hotline, which is just everyone's weird thoughts that they've got in their brain.
Yeah.
So I think perfect for these guys.
But I mean, are they them, though?
Well, do you know what? I've met them as not as them as real people, not far off their characters.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, better dressed. But
tonight on the show, will they be Curtin and Kerry?
No, they'll be...
Yeah, Daisy.
Daisy and Charlie. Okay. But you know, he's a model.
What?
He's an actual, like, Fashion Week catwalk model.
But all I'm imagining is Curtin.
Yeah.
Getting a modelling...
Honest to God, he's a real-life model.
That's
like, does,
blow
like,
my mind.
Proper posh model shows.
But I reckon there's loads of people that haven't seen This Country. Mm. And it's one of those that... Like, if you're going to take our recommendations, go see it at some point, because it is amazing.
It's really brilliant. I genuinely thought it was a real documentary at first.
Yeah. Did you? You thought it was real?
Well, the advert that went out on Radio 1 was like, it was if it was real, and then I watched it, I was like, oh, it's comedy.
I got it. I see what
so
done
good.
There.
And I believe still right there on iPlayer.
Yeah.
Okay.
BAFTA winning and all.
So this is my cousin, Curtin. But not only is he my cousin, he's my best mate as well, because he's the only person I can share a box of celebrations with. Tell him why.
Because I love the bounties, but I won't touch anything else. She cannot stand the bounties, but she will eat the rest of them.
Oh, it's so hard. If you haven't seen this, though, I'm not sure that it's like...
Don't know if
it's that hard thing. It's like, that, for me, is so funny. Now I've seen the whole thing.
Yeah, but
it's
you need
like,
to get into the whole thing.
Their personalities, you really buy into them.
Over there, we saw Lawrence Llewellyn Bowen once. And once in the shop, and once up Burley Hill riding this bike, didn't we?
And in the co-op.
Yeah.
Because I was walking in the co-op, and he was coming out, and I said, after you, and he said, no, after you. He's so humble.
He's so humble. All right.
Jealous.
So good.
6 p.m. tonight.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Okay, we were just discussing tomorrow's show, and here's something that I would quite like to do. An honesty game of sorts. Say what you just said.
Well, I was just saying to you, Scott, would your boyfriend have swiped right for you if he'd met you on a dating app? Because he didn't meet you on a dating app, did he?
No.
I'm not convinced he would have.
So you're...
No, and I mean that with... Listen. Oh, here we go. What I'm saying is it's different because you met in person. A lot of couples meet through friends or in person.
Yeah.
It's a different game to the whole dating app.
Okay, so you're saying if he had met me on a dating app, do I think...
Would he have swiped right?
Okay, and the same for you. If you'd met your wife on an app, would she have swiped right
for you? See, I'm not sure. But what I was saying is what I'm willing to do is maybe call her tomorrow and just ask her straight up. Like, and it won't be any consequences or anything. It'll just be, you know, just a straight up honesty question.
Just
here.
An honest answer is what you're after.
Yeah.
If anyone else would like to try this tomorrow, get in touch with us on 81199. It's just a simple question, and we can actually call your partner and get the truth.
A straight up yes or no situation.
Just a yes or no. 81199 if you want to test this out tomorrow. Would they have swiped right?
Scott Mills.
Okay, so you just heard it. Chris is saying, if my boyfriend had met me on a dating app, would he have swiped right? Tomorrow, we're going to call Chris's wife on air and ask her that question. Because they didn't meet that way. I'm going to ask her, would you have swiped right for Chris?
Hang on a minute, though, because things have escalated here. I'm hoping she'll pick up. Hopefully we'll speak to her.
Okay. And we'll ask her that question.
Great.
And if you'd like us to do the same with your partner, do you think they would have swiped right if you'd met on a dating app? If you met in person or through friends or whatever, you don't know. I can call them and get an honest answer for you on tomorrow's show. Email scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. If you listen to this podcast and you want to give it a try, I'll need to call you and your partner tomorrow on the show.